You are now listening to the Online Course Podcast, the place where online course creators come to learn how to sell more of their online courses. Here's your host, Jono Petrohilos.
Okay, hello everybody. Jono here from the Course Creator Community Podcast, and I am super excited because I have a very special guest on the other line. A little bit about this person. She's a business coach. She's a Facebook group expert. She helps people grow their Facebook group and launch their offers. She owns one of the fastest growing groups on Facebook, Groups That Convert. She's managed to grow that to over 1,100 members in less than 7 weeks without any paid Facebook ads. So I am super excited to introduce the one and only Miss Carlene Selg. Carlene, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jono? Thanks for having me on.
No, thank you. I know you're all the way over there in Florida. So it must be, what, late night over there? Because it's 10:30 here in Australia. What time is it there?
Yeah, it's 8:30 at night.
All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you kicking back on a, what night is it? Tuesday night over there with us. So thank you. Now, hey, Carlene, you're obviously the expert when it comes to everything Facebook groups. Now, actually, let's start with yourself. Tell me, how did you get into Facebook groups?
Well, you know, this is not my first foray into the Facebook world. I actually tried to do my first online business about 4 years ago, and I fell flat on my face. I mean, I literally, if you don't mind me saying, I'll just jump right into kind of the story that everyone kind of has a story where they fell down and got their knees scraped up. Well, yeah, I did that, but I also got my nose scraped up too because I literally fell on my face.
tell us this story. I love these. I love the stories where you did something, sucked at it, learned, got better. So please tell us and start where you want to start and go in as much detail as you want to go to and let us know.
Yeah, for sure. So I sucked to the tune of $25,000.
How much? We'll say it again. Sorry.
I sucked to the tune of $25,000. I was literally following all the big gurus. I bought all the programs. I was doing everything I was told to do. But you know what? 4 years ago, and this is how fast the internet world just, you know, computers, technology, everything just changes so fast. And there's still a lot of courses out there, right? All the recorded courses. And when you're stuck, you're stuck. When you have a question, you can't get it answered on a recorded course. You just can't, right? When you have a gap, the gap remains. And then even if there's a support group, you know, like a Facebook group that, oh yeah, buy this course for $10,000 and then you'll have a dedicated Facebook group that they might drop in once a month to answer your question. And you know what? By the time they answer your question, you forgot what you actually needed to get covered. So, you know, it just didn't work, right? So I actually have about 20 years experience as a health coach. So I was very successful in the offline world. After I sold my business, I thought, hey, let me try this, you know, online. This was 4 years ago, right? So I did, like I said, everything, but those gaps were killing me. I literally got to the point where after spending those $25,000 and not getting anywhere and launching to crickets, literally sold $6,000 worth of services and products in 2 years. You can't live on that. So I threw in the towel. I literally just said, no, I'm done. I'm out of here. I can't do this. And I was crushed because I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've owned coffee shops and sold them for profit. I've been in the, like I said, the health and wellness world for 20 years. I've helped other people. That's why I'm a coach and consultant myself, helping other people get their businesses started. So I didn't understand what was wrong with my launching online. Just couldn't figure it out. So what you don't know, right? So I threw in the towel and just went about my business doing something else, started another offline business. And then COVID hit, the whole pandemic thing, shutting things down. And at the same time that I'm having to close my retail business, I came across a coach who was basically telling me, I can fill those gaps for you. And I don't know about you, but even coaches need coaches, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's the only way to do it because you don't know what you don't know. So if you've find someone that you resonate with that can fill those gaps, and you can then take that information and just take off running, you can do it. You literally can make shit happen, right? And that's what I did. I filled those gaps, and within 7 weeks, I built a Facebook group. I knew exactly who I wanted to target and grew it to 1,100 people, monetized it immediately, and now I'm scaling it. And now I show other people how to do that, because that's my zone of genius, is where I'm helping other people be successful in their businesses. Because I'm already successful. Even though I fell on my face 4 years ago, I knew it was just a matter of filling that one small gap. And now that I've done it, I'm telling the world about it, because I did feel like back then that people were trying to withhold information from me.
Yeah.
You know, did you feel like that sometimes? Oh, where you're taking a course and it just doesn't work out and you're spending all this money, and I had the shiny object syndrome a little bit. So, you know, it just is what it is. You learn from your mistakes, and then hopefully you can fly at that point. And my whole point of teaching people how to grow their own Facebook groups, monetize it, and scale it is to collapse time for them so that they can skip over all the mistakes that I made and just get right to the money, right to the money, because there's no better time than right now to be online, because this is where everyone's eyeballs are, right? It just because of the whole shift in the way 2020 has panned out, everyone is shopping online, whether it's for personal development, for business, for coaching, for products and services, for literally everything. They're looking online to fill that shopping experience, if you will.
Yes, love it. Wow. Okay, cool. So I'll do a quick summary there. If you're listening on the podcast and you want to join Carlene's group, I'll put the link in the show notes. If you're watching live on Facebook, you want to join the group, just comment Carlene down below. Me or Carlene will get you over the link. So awesome story there. And I'd love to get into some of the strategies in a sec. Just before we do, I want to touch on what you said, a couple of things there. Firstly, about collapsing time. I'm a huge Tony Robbins fan myself. I think he's from Florida as well, actually. I think he does some things down there in Florida. And he's got a saying where he's like, hey, whatever it is you want to do, there's probably someone, maybe not in the internet world, but in other things, if there's something you want to do, there's probably someone that spent 30 years mastering that. They can probably teach you that in 30 days, right? So you've got the choice. You can go and spend 30 years mastering that, or you can get that person to teach you. You can learn it in 30 days, master it, and then you move on to the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing, you know? And I don't know about you, but I'll take the 30 days over 30 years anyway. So I think that's a good point. And I love how you've mentioned the online space. And to be honest, I feel the world was going there anyway, right? Even before COVID hit, you know, online's getting more and more popular, and especially with the younger people, right? It's like the more, as these younger people sort of become paying their own bills, you know, they're going to start to shop online. I think COVID sped it up a lot quicker. And I think one cool thing in the space we're in about COVID anyway, is I think it made consumers more open to buying things online, even if it's not 100% perfect. Like even a few, I've had a meeting with a lawyer last week, an accountant the week before, a web developer the week before. They were all doing it in their bedroom. And it's like, hold on, he's you know, a lawyer. And now people are more open. It's COVID, you know? So I feel that can work to your advantage. I'm not saying go out there and do unprofessional things, right? But I'm saying, you know, if a lawyer, an accountant, a banker can, you know, do a meeting in their bedroom, hey, you know, you can go out and get something as well. So good points there. Okay, let's throw a scenario, Carly. Let's say someone's watching this. They've got a Facebook group and it's small and it's got very little interaction. I'm sure you've probably seen a few people, helped a few people in that situation there. What's the first thing that person, and their goal is to do what you're doing, grow, scale, monetize their Facebook group. What's the first thing this person with this small, uninteractive Facebook group needs to do?
The very first thing that a person needs to do to direct attention and more eyeballs onto what they're trying to sell is to optimize their personal profile. Because that can turn itself into a mini funnel, if you will, and it can lead people directly into their group. And once they're there, they've already raised their hand and said, I want what you have. Now you have a targeted audience, and hopefully they'll be engaged because you have engaging content but I also use automation. So I always, you know, there's a section of the population out there who's totally against automation. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? No, automation is great. It does all the heavy lifting for you. Mm. Not only does it do the heavy lifting, but you pair it with authentic conversation like I do. And now you have people that are not only targeted, but now they're engaged because you're talking directly to them. So typically when someone gets into my group, I've already had a conversation with you in Messenger. Now, trust me, I haven't talked with every single person individually, 1,100 people in 7 weeks. But for the most part, once you get into the group, I'm having you introduce yourself, talk to me, just like you found my group, right? And I allow people to promote inside of my group anytime. The only thing I ask is that you are professional and that you basically, I forget exactly what it was, but there was a little promise I had you say, right? Because I wanted to make sure that you're offering great value to people so that you're not just in there scamming and spamming, because I do toss you out if that happens. But if you're really engaging and offering a lot of help and inspiration to people, then people will want to know what you have and they'll follow you back to your group. So I have more of an open concept in my group where it's not just me posting all the time. And I love that, right? So the very first thing is optimize your profile funnel. And then because it's a mini funnel, it helps people to say, I want what you have. Once they're there, I use that automation again to answering those three questions to get into the group. Mm. I have automation that actually takes the questions, because one of the questions is, what is your email address? And what is your biggest challenge in your business right now? So those two things, I have a way to contact you, and my automation automatically takes your email and throws it into my email autoresponder, right?
And then you probably get some automated emails as well, right?
It captures that, and then we can stay in communication. But also, I have endless content ideas because I'm literally asking you, what is your problem in your business? And then I solve it and sell it to you.
Love it.
And then I show you how to do that in your group.
Love it. Okay, cool. Let's stop a sec there and do a recap, because there's so much good things going on there. I want to make sure if someone's listening and they're not that comfortable in the Facebook world, Facebook groups, we'll simplify, and I'll just make sure I understand as well. So what Carlene's saying is, if you want to grow a Facebook group, you optimize your personal Facebook profile. Now, I'll ask you this question, Carlene. My opinion, if you want to be successful on Facebook for free, you got to do it with your personal Facebook profile. It just doesn't work with the business page. And you essentially need to make a call. Hey, do I want to be successful on Facebook free strategies? Then I have to use my personal Facebook profile. If I'm not willing to do that, pretty much get off Facebook. Are you on the same page there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Otherwise, you have to pay to play with Facebook with the business page.
Exactly. Yep. So I think that's the first thing there. And what Carlene's saying by optimizing your personal profile, the way I understand it anyway, and the way I get sucked in, you know, someone will, I don't know, reply to a comment of mine or add me as a friend. And, you know, I'll go and I always check out their profile to make sure they're not a stalker or they're not a weirdo or whatever. And then I go to their stalker and I see their banner and it'll say, hey, you know, I help people grow their Facebook groups. I'm like, okay, interesting. I look down the bottom left, there's usually a little photo. Hey, click here to get my freebie or join my group or whatever it is. Okay, yeah, I'll click there. I'll join their group, you know? Okay, cool. And actually, we won't get to the group. Just that personal stage will stop there. Just those things there, right? And there's a few other little things you obviously optimize on your profile. But I've been sucked in by that before, where someone's just sent me a request or, you know, left a comment. I click to check them out. 5 minutes later, I'm in their group and I'm getting an email, you know? So I think that's a cool thing there to start with. And yeah, cool. So we'll go there. And then Carlene sort of went on to the Facebook group as well. So when someone joins her Facebook group, there's a few questions. One of the questions is something about what's one of your problems or one of your struggles. Carlene can then use that to create content, because she's got a list of whatever it is, probably 100 people a day or a week or whatever joining her group. She can sort of be like, okay, here are all the common problems people are having. Cool. Let me do a live on this thing here and then say, hey, I got live training starting on it next week or whatever, you know, it's X amount of dollars. So you don't have to guess what your audience is going to buy. You know, they're already telling you there. And she's also collecting the email address as well to build her email list there. So Awesome. All right, cool. So good points there, Carleen. Now, question there, all right, say someone's like, all right, cool, you know, I've done that. I've optimized my personal profile, but no one's seeing my profile. You know, how do I actually get people to see my profile so they go in the funnel, they join the group, I get the email, yada, yada, yada.
So this requires a little bit of effort on your part as far as being in the right spaces, meaning different Facebook groups where your ideal dream client might be hanging out. Mm. However, you can also use automation for that too. And I am huge on automation. I've got a free resource guide. Once you get over into my group, it's in the very first unit. You can grab that. And it basically shows you all the different ways that I use automation. And it's just brilliant because you can pair your own efforts with the automation and double your efforts basically. So that's how, that's one of the biggest ways that I grew so fast was because I was doing my own manual effort, you know, just trying to hang out in those different spaces and creating conversation, but also finding the right people. And you want the people who are engaged. You don't just want anyone, right? You want the people who are talking in those threads because those are the people that if you invite them to your group, they will engage and talk in your group as well because they're looking for something. If you can solve that and they're engaged, then you have the ability to get your rankings up in the Facebook algorithm so that not only do you grow faster, but you're once you get to a certain point, then your Facebook will actually show your Facebook group to other like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And again, compounding your efforts of getting more people into your group.
Yes, love it. Okay, cool. So first thing we do, we find out where does our audience already hang out? You know, what are some similar Facebook groups, some similar interest groups? And there's probably a few different ways we can do it, right? There may be people that have the same audience, but have a different offer. That could be an opportunity there. Cool, here are my same people there, different offer. It could be, wherever it is they hang out, we interact there. And am I right in saying we might, you know, they ask a question, we reply to their question, we might add them as a friend, you know, and there's a few options there. We add them as a friend, they'll check us out before they add, they go through the funnel, we reply to a comment, okay, let me check out this Jono guy, does he actually know what he's talking about? Oh, he's got this group, great, I'll go in there, yada, yada, yada. Is that the essential manual way?
Basically, yes, you know, but this is not new information though, right? I mean, people are doing this all the time. They can find out what I'm talking about right now in any successful group. They're telling you how to do this. Mm. But really what you're wanting is someone that can not only tell you how to do it, but show you how to do it. And I've literally, since I've launched my course, I went, like I said, grew it to 1,100 people, but at the same time, I launched to six figures and it's like, wait, what? What just happened? On a $27 product that I then can take people through the customer journey. So I talk about the customer journey. I show you how to build products. I basically take you up the, you know, show you what that value ladder looks like. So many things that you're learning inside of my group that's unique and different than every other Facebook group that is using Facebook ads or doing all the manual work and not really getting anywhere because, you know, so much more than that. That's the basics of building a good, engaged, targeted group. But there's so much more to actually selling your product and profiting from it, right? So using that automation and immediately monetizing your group is where my skills actually, you know, I think shine because it's in showing people how to do that and be successful immediately instead of drawing it out and taking so long to get any kind of success. Why take someone through a 12-month program when you can show them everything in 3 months, have them launch, and then they can do it over and over and have a six-figure business in no time, right? Because this is not, I'm telling you, Jono, this is not rocket science, but there is structure and form to it. And if you follow the process, you'll be successful.
Yes, love it. Awesome. Question for you, Carleen. You've mentioned automation a lot of the times to it. Now, I'm sure there's going to be heaps of listeners that like, What is she talking about automation? What does that even mean? What does it look like? What can you tell us about automation in the Facebook group world?
Sure. So I use Chrome extensions, and they're just simple. They're paid subscriptions. So they're not, you know, like I said, grab my free resource because they're all listed in there. And you can just download it. And within 2 minutes, you've now got a Chrome extension that lives right up on your work, you know, your toolbar. And you click on that when you're inside of a Facebook group that you want to target. And you can use keywords to literally get the exact person you want. So if you work with coaches, or if you work with, let's say you're in the health and wellness world and you are in fitness, whatever it is, you're looking for a certain type of person, use those keywords that you know they're already searching. And then you can target those people for specifically what you want to offer them, so that you're not talking to everyone. Because when you're talking to everyone, you're really talking to no one. You have to zero in on who it is that wants what you have to say, right? Or what you have to sell.
Yes.
So those Chrome extensions are super powerful, and there's several that I use. So, you know, I use one that's for collecting the emails and sending them over to ActiveCampaign, and one that actually collates all of my content ideas, all of that. And then another one to friend people and send off messages and all of those things. And, you know, you can even use it as a CRM if you want, but that's a little too involved. I don't really do that because I'm not a marketing agency, so I don't really need that kind of power. But really what I just want is to target my exact audience, who are coaches, consultants, and service providers. Anybody who wants to build a business using a Facebook group is my target audience, right? But if you have a service type business, then that's who I help the most. So I resonate with you.
Yes, love it. Awesome. So if you're listening on the podcast, just join Carlene's Facebook group. Get the guide. It's in the first unit, did you say, Carlene?
Yes, first unit.
Mm-hmm. First unit, all in there. If you're watching on Facebook, just comment Carlene down below. Me or Carlene will get you over the link, and you can go through there. So, yeah, and just I want to touch on an important point there as well, where Carlene said, hey, you want to make sure you get the right people in the group. Now, Carlene's got a very specific way of doing it, which is awesome. Even if we just didn't get that specific, don't just invite any idiot into your Facebook group, right? Don't just invite your mom, your dad, your family. They're probably not the right freaking people, right? So broadly speaking, make sure you get the right people in your Facebook group. More specifically speaking, Carlene's guide can tell you exactly how to get those more specific people, get these people in a more specific way. Would that summarize that?
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. All right, cool. Let's talk about the monetization now, Carlene. Let's say someone's like, hey, I got a group, got a few people in there, interaction's okay, but I'm just not making any dollars from it. How can you solve that person's problem?
Yeah. So, you know, just last week, I think I did my live, because there's even structure for your group, right? And the content that you want to put inside of your group. So the one thing that I tell people, that if you have a stagnant group or it's just dead, there's no action happening in there at all, I say do a live challenge where you're just challenging yourself really to go live every single day for 2 weeks and get some engagement, you know, ask people some, you know, some questions where they have to comment back and you're asking for the engagement. I always tell people that when you go live, you immediately want to kick the Facebook algorithm in the pants and ask for the engagement, because these are people who are in your group and they like you. So they will do what you're asking, right? When we first started, you're like, hit the heart button, or, you know, the like button, let me know you're here, tell me where you're from, all these different things, just to get that engagement up. Because if you can beat the algorithm in the very first few minutes of talking on, you know, in a live, Facebook will show your video to more people. Because right now, Facebook only shows your content to 1 in 4, you know, 1 in 4 posts to a person. So they may miss what you've got going on. So you have to keep the engagement high all the time. And what better way to do it than to just plain ask for it, right? So once you do that, you're on a roll. And if you're going live every single day for about 2 weeks, you'll build up that engagement and you'll break through that barrier of being stagnant inside the group. However, if you've targeted the wrong people and you still don't have engagement after 2 weeks of going live, get a different group, start a new group, because those are not your people.
Yeah.
So I like to say that up front, and especially if it's, you know, less than 300 people, you know, start over. Just retarget and make sure you're getting the right people in there. Otherwise, you're doing yourself a disservice because they're just in there and dragging you down.
Mm, yes. Awesome. Okay. So some really good points there. Point number one, go live, right? It's going to help with the engagement. And number two, it's just so much easier to generate some engagement. You know, like if you write a post and every second line is like this post, comment this below, like it's just a bit weird, right? But if you're doing a live video, it's sort of appropriate to do it, you know? We did some at the start, you know, I'm sort of dropping some little things here. And even now I'm sort of recording this more for the podcast, right? But let's say, you're watching this on Facebook. If it was a traditional Facebook Live, I'd be interacting with the questions as well, because someone would comment, I could interact with that person, and you almost have a conversation. So it's great for engagement. And I love how you've mentioned, hey, if you've got the wrong people in there, start a new group. Because I've seen this before, and I've been guilty of that on Instagram. I had one Instagram account for one niche and then changed over to another niche. And it's just super messy now. I've got that one account that I had two niches. So half the people in there aren't even interested in my, you know, in what I do. And it's just such a hard grind for me. And I wish I could go back, you know, 3-4 years ago and just say, hey, get rid of that old one and start this new one. But, you know, that's a bit different story, but it's a similar thing with a Facebook group. And I've seen Facebook groups before where, you know, I saw this Facebook group, it had like 1,400 people in there. And I was like, okay, that's a decent sized Facebook group, but no one was commenting. You know, there's one new post a week and it's from the owner. And I was like, okay. And then I sort of, you know, did some digging and I was like, okay, you know, this person's changed niches and it just doesn't work. You know, it's just, you're fighting the uphill battle. So I think that's a important lesson there as well. If you're listening to this, watching this, and you're like, hey, like, you know, I used to be in a different niche or invited my friends and family and I'm not getting any engagement in there. Hey, just go and start fresh there. So I think that's a good message. Okay. And then how do we get, were you going to say something?
Yeah. You know, you asked me also about monetization.
Yes.
And that's a huge thing also, because first you have to get the engagement up, but you want to put your offers in front of people every single day, every day. And I do show people that, you know, to be successful with Facebook groups and to actually make a living, you know, at this business, you have to put your offers out there. Mm. Again, Facebook isn't always showing every single person, every single post. So don't be shy about it. Thinking that you're bothering everyone, because you're not. Just put your offers out there and do it in a strategic way so that one offer leads into your next offer and you're, you know, really ascending people up that value ladder. So they might start off with your free thing, but then the next thing might be your low ticket offer, then your core program, then your high ticket offer. So there's, again, structure and strategy, but always. And your offers don't have to necessarily be monetary. It could be an invitation into your 3-day challenge or your 5-day challenge where you're going to sell something at the end of that. And people know that. They know that a challenge is leading you into their service, their program, or whatever it is. So don't be shy. They're in there to buy from you. They know that. And even in my questions that I ask when you get into the group, my third question is, you have to be okay with me selling to you because this is my business and I'm selling in here. Mm. So comment yes, that you're okay with being sold to. If they don't, they have the option of not coming into my group. And again, I love that because I'm repelling the freebie seekers. I'm repelling the people who don't want to be sold to. So I've already, you know, got half the battle already accomplished.
Yes, love it. Wow, so many good bits of info there. I'll summarize that there. So what Carlene's saying is, hey, first things first, get your freaking offer out there. If you don't post about it, nobody's going to know about it, right? And don't worry about sort of, don't think, okay, hey, I posted it last week, you know, so people have already seen it, because they might only see 1 in 4. So you may have to, you know, post it multiple times for people to see it. I like the ladder as well, where it's like, all right, cool. Hey, I might just do a free thing here. The free thing's the start. But hey, if you want to go to the next level, you got to buy this thing for $27 or whatever it is. Cool. This $27 has got me to there. Now I need the next thing. Great. Here's my core offer here. I think that's key. because if you just try and sell one thing straight away for whatever it is, 500, 1,000 bucks, it can be hard, right? But it's like, cool, got some value from the free one. Oh, but now I need to know this next thing. How do I know this, get this next thing to get me to the next stage? Okay, cool. I'll buy that thing there. Okay, that's gotten me to this stage, but now I need to go to the next stage. How do I do that? Great, I'll do that. And I trust this person because they got me from here to here. So I think that's key there. I love how you've got that question in there, you know, hey, you are going to be sold to, because here's the thing. Is it going to repel some people? Yeah, it probably will. Did you want those people in your group in the first place? No, probably not, because they weren't going to freaking buy anyway. So why would you want them in there? And look, I'm not saying, you know, only let people in the group that, you know, because they're going to pay you money. Like, look, you know, there may be people that aren't in a position or whatever it may be, but at least you're seeding that thought, you know? And if someone's going into that group with the mindset of like, hey, you know, I'm going on this group, but if this person tries to sell me anything, I'm going to leave that group. Freaking don't even join, you know, join the group and still, you still get good stuff, even if you don't buy, but at least you're going in with that mindset there. So I think that's important there. Hey, Colleen, there's a few questions I like to finish all my podcasts off with. Now, my audience are all online course creators, right? So a question I ask all my guests is, how is it that you deliver your content? Is it, you know, an LMS like a Teachable, a Thinkific, a Kajabi? Is it a Zoom like this? Is it a Facebook group? What platform do you use to deliver your content?
I use a combination of several, because my core program, which is my Launch Academy, is a live program. It's 3 months and we get you from zero to launching and hopefully into a six-figure launch in that 3 months. You may not be actually making six figures at that launch, but if you know what you made after you launch, you can figure in your head every time you launch, that'll be a six-figure year, right?
Yep.
So I'm not about quick fix anything, right? There's no, you can't just jump right in from zero and be like, I'm six figures now, right? It just doesn't happen like that. You have to go through a process. But I do collapse time and make it really achievable for people in the Launch Academy. And that's the only way we can do that is in a live program. Because you will actually get live coaching the whole way through to get you there. There's also recorded programs like my lower ticket offer that, you know, the groups that convert Path to Profits, which is my $27 low ticket offer, is a recorded course. But everyone who gets that product goes right into my Facebook group. And if you have a question, I'm in there every single day so I can answer your questions. So you always have me live and you can always ask questions. Even, you know, I don't have a problem when people private message me either. I'm going to answer you. Why wouldn't I? I'm all about authentic conversation, right? So yeah, I do different things, and some of my courses, well, my courses are also platform. The platform I use is Teachable.
Yep.
So it's super easy and, you know, you can navigate through it. It's really easy. Most people, I think, really like to use ClickFunnels for their courses. I found that a little clunky and hard to navigate and had some technical issues right off the bat. And I was like, nope, I'm done. I don't waste time. If something doesn't work for me in the first 2 weeks, I'm done with it.
Yep.
And I'm going to use something that's easier. And Teachable was just, it fit that gap I had, right? And I have no technical issues at all. It's so easy to navigate. I can fill it with my content and people just use it with ease. So I like Teachable. That's where I house the recorded content, but the Zoom calls I use for the live coaching, and then there's Facebook group support. So there, I use all of it.
Yes. Love that. Awesome. Yeah. I'm a fan of, I use Teachable myself. I love it. I use Zoom myself. I love it. I use Facebook groups myself. I love it. And I think I love how you've said that as well, where it's like, hey, you won't spend a whole heap of time. Okay. What's the best? What's the fanciest? Yada, yada, yada. Hey, let me try this one. No, I don't like it. Great. Let me try this one. It works. Cool. Teachable, Zoom, group, done. Don't need to complicate it. So I love that there. I'm also curious. I might pick up a copy of your $27. I think you've sold me into that. I'm like, okay, that $27, I think it's a good deal for $27. If you're watching on Facebook, you want a copy of the $27 course, Groups That Convert, was it?
It's called Path to Profits, yep.
Path to Profits. Cool. Just comment Path to Profits down below in the comments and you can, and me or Carlene will get you over the link. Another question I like to finish with, Carlene, revolves around mentors. So I know you're a mentor for plenty of people out there that want to grow their Facebook group. I'm curious about who your mentors have been, and you can answer this in a few different ways if you can. Either direct mentors, so people that you've handed over cash to and you've done their program or their course and they've helped you. May just be people you follow on social media that have given you ideas, inspiration, you recommend other people follow, or books that you've read that have really changed your life in business or sales or marketing. If you could give us one or two of all three of those three options, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. So there's quite a few that I love to follow online. So Jennifer Kim is one of them. And she's all about being seen, heard, and paid. So that's like her tagline. And she helps people, female entrepreneurs get out there and really make their programs successful. Bushra Assar also is another one who's amazing. I love her. She's so funny and actionable, and she's just got the psychology bit. You got to follow her. She's pretty amazing. And if there is a book that I would tell every single person to read, it's Jim Quick's book on, now I just had a brain fart, which is
I'll,
funny.
I'll Amazon heat for it. What was his name? Jim Quick?
Jim Quick, K-W-I-K. It's about the brain. I can't remember now exactly, but the book is really amazing. It's funny that I can't remember it. It's all about brain and remembering and all this stuff. But Jim Quick is fantastic. I would tell everyone to read that, and I should probably read it when I get off of this.
He's got a few of them. Is it Limitless?
Limitless, yes.
Limitless. Okay. Cool. I will grab a copy myself. Cool. Now, Carlene, I'm sure there's been a lot of people watching this. They're like, okay, this woman is cool. I like her group. I want to connect with her. What's the best place to go? Is it to join your group? Is that the best place to find you? Is it a website? What's the best?
Well, the website, you can even go to the website, which is groupsthatconvert.co. So it's C-O, not .com. So groupsthatconvert.co, you can grab the free resource there also, the automation resource guide, or you can go into my group and get it there. Either way, I direct you to my Facebook group because that's where I'm hanging out. That's where I do business, and it's fun. We're all very engaged, highly targeted people. So everyone has a common goal, and it is to move the needle forward in their business. And I help you get there by collapsing time to help you do that.
I love it. Awesome. Well, hey, Carlene, that's pretty much all I wanted to go through today. Is there anything that I forgot to ask you that I should have, or is there anything you want to finish us off with?
The only thing I think I'd like to say is it has been an absolute pleasure being on your show. Thank you for reaching out and asking me. And I do have a 3-day challenge also that's coming up October 12th. So if you do want to see what that's all about and how I can help you move the needle forward in your business, join me in the Facebook group. All the information is there.
Awesome. Love it. Awesome. Thank you very much for your time, Carlene.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Check out the show notes for more free resources on how to sell more of your online courses.